For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz, joining me from the BSU Women's Hockey Team, one of the eight seniors, Megan Lashenko, out of Chisago City. And Megan, first of all, you're part of a great group, most successful women's senior class here at Bemidji State. What's it been like?
Well, it's definitely been a roller coaster. I mean, our first 2 years with this group, we had a different coach, so definitely was a transition when Scanlon came in, and it was a really good one. I love Scanlon. He's a great coach, and just being with these girls all 4 years, it's honestly really fun, and I met some of my lifelong friends here, so that's definitely something I'll take with me once I leave.
You haven't played a ton of games this season. For you, has that been kind of a challenge?
You know, when I was younger, when you won't get in the games, it'd be tough, but now that I'm older, it's actually, you know, you live and you learn as you grow, and just being around the girls, I feel like I'm playing even if I'm not, you know, and Scanlon makes us all so involved in the locker room in between periods, and I just really have focused on my happiness and being with the girls and knowing that I'm out there practicing against girls that are playing, which means I'm doing something for us to win these games too.
And Megan, of course, is a big part of being part of this Beaver hockey family. What's it meant to you to be part of it?
Wow, it's honestly, it's been just remarkable. I mean, being part of a group of girls that we all love the game so much, and every day at practice we battle it out, and you know, some days you don't want to go, some days you do, but it's actually been honestly a great experience. I mean, playing Division I hockey in total is just amazing, but playing for the Beavers has been probably one of the funnest 4 years of my life, and just making all these friends and being with them every day, I'm really going to miss them.
Your team has come close to clinching home ice in previous years, but this year, so early, I mean, four games left in the season last weekend, you guys come out of that weekend going, this is great, we got home ice. For you as a senior, watching the adversity of this team, what does it mean to get home ice?
Being with the girls and knowing that we did this all year and we got this far, and Scanlon too, just an amazing coach, I think it's meant to be that we got home ice, and I think that we deserve it.
What is one of your favorite memories as a BSU Beaver?
There's a lot of them. One of my favorite memories, I thought that making it last year to the final faceoff was unreal. Being able to be there with the Gophers, North Dakota and Wisconsin, and it was such a cool experience, and I think this year we can do it again and maybe even make it further, so that's exciting.
Your team comes off of a win against Ohio State. You didn't get a chance to play in it, but you know tomorrow you'll get to play. What's it going to mean to you to put that sweater on and get to play at the Sanford Center again?
It's going to be fun. I'm actually going to be able to start with my two seniors and roommates, Caitlin Tugas and Hannah Moore. So we're pretty excited about that. And my parents will be here, my family, and it's going to be cool to see my video on the screen for when I start. So I haven't seen that yet, but it's going to be fun. And just every time I get a chance to be on the ice with the girls, it's an unreal feeling, and I love being a part of this team.
Your team was down 1-0 against Ohio State Friday night and then battled back. Alexis Trice gets the power play goal. At that point, you could tell the momentum shifted. Talk about how this Beaver team battles, and just they never give up, do they?
No, we really don't. I mean, we do battling in practice, and we go pretty hard at each other, but definitely as a squad, we're known to, you know, never give up and always be the ones to win the battles and be the toughest and block the shots, and I think that's what we stand for. And I also think we stand for, you know, this year, putting the puck away, and it's funny to watch us because in practice sometimes I think we battle harder against each other, but that's just what hockey teams do, and I think no matter what, we always play a tough game, and we give everyone a really good battle.
You've got two fellow seniors that play for their national team. What's it been like to have Team USA's Steph Anderson and Team Canada's Ivana Bilic on your team?
Oh, it's been really cool. I mean, it's funny when they're out there battling, we're like, oh, go Team Canada, go USA. And it's so, you know, unreal that I get to play with girls that actually compete at that level. It makes me feel special. It makes me feel, you know, like that's how good our team is. And I definitely really give credit to those girls. I mean, those teams are tough to make and they really play tough. I know in practice, I don't want to go against them all the time, but you don't want to block Steph Anderson's slap shot, that's for sure. But they're both tough, and I think they really deserve it.
What's it going to take to beat Ohio State Saturday?
I think we're going to have to come out stronger. I think we came out a little weak this last game, but it doesn't mean that we can't switch it up tomorrow. I think we're going to have to be quicker, and I think we're just going to have to pressure them more. I mean, I honestly think we have more speed and more skill. We just have to apply it sooner and not wait for that first goal. And then that first goal will come if we're, you know, doing that earlier. So, yeah.
What are your plans after college?
Well, I plan to just move home back to Chisago City, Minnesota, and possibly intern with the Minnesota Wild. I know Sadie Lundquist, alumni here that played for the Beavers. She works there and doing a little networking maybe and seeing if I can get in there. And I'm not going to rush into a job though. I kind of want to maybe be a waitress and enjoy the summer with my family and maybe take a little break.
Megan, thanks so much for your time. It's been so much fun getting to know you and watching you play here at Bemidji State. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks, Kelly.